guns.
Oh, shit, it's satire.
What's up, dog?
He brought along his collection of ghoulish sounds.
It's all mixed up and thrown into confusion.
They don't like hearing it.
And neither do we.
It's so fucking funny.
Look out, here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here they are.
My testicles.
They take your testicles and remove them through your anus.
Those balls
are put up in a prominent place in the city square where everyone can see them too.
The crowd was cheering and the people were throwing
up and wetting themselves.
Pretty rude, huh?
Yet those we have interviewed expressed a profound hope for those who won.
The beige telephone cable.
And a pitcher filled with milk.
But it's going to take something stronger in some of these cases.
They may even want
rubbish that could be reconstituted and repurposed as jokes.
Let me tell you one
about a beautiful queen named
Frying Pan Jesus from Texas.
Why do they wear stupid dresses?
Pooh Bear wants to know why.
It is because they have at some point been involved with the occult and
new free spirit smoothing panties from Playtex.
You're funny, Daddy.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't get it.
And neither do we.
But at participating Pizza Hut restaurants,
you can get your ass kicked
with the purchase of any medium or large pizza.
Did I order pizza?
And she died.
From Pizza Hut. Over 3 pounds of
blood and gore and more.
149 people died.
From Pizza Hut.
I didn't know you could die from
Pizza Hut.
Yes, you can.
I like pizza.
Fuck. You, if you don't like it.
Oh, I don't need any of this stuff, but
the next thing I knew, I was watching George Washington eat
ginormous cock.
And they're drilled every day. They've been waiting for this. There is no deliberation and thinking anymore. It's all pretty much a direct conduit from the Almighty to
Johnny Mathis.
And God said to him,
you will be even greater than your unfortunate predecessor.
Jesus Christ.
I'll make you look like a
evangelical hootenanny, alligator fortune teller.
But he's more like the second coming of some great figure out of the Old Testament.
Then that is who you should give your praise and blessings to.
And behold, Johnny Mathis.
Throw your hands in the air and praise
Johnny Mathis.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Vicious and cowardly.
There's a lot of dick sucking going on.
I was only looking down his pants because I heard his slong was so big and juicy.
A blowjob would go great with this.
Down on your knees.
That shit's the real Loch Ness Monster.
No matter how hard you try to be.
It's so soft and shiny, I love it.
I hate it.
And the twist of his head
made him dizzy and sick to his stomach.
Over here we have
Rusty Anvil on your head.
Carry something in your head.
Like green sponges.
Or an eyebrow pencil.
And really, no matter what,
you shall die!
Well, that's not too bad.
And the bad thing is just what happened.
Oh! What happened?
A lot of people were bathing
in the swamps of Vietnam.
You might think it would be irritating.
And you'll soon
need something like a hammer, make sure there's no one around.
And be careful when it comes to lipstick.
Because it could carry germs inside and cause infection.
And the inflating bag can injure people.
About 1 million of those people have committed some form of crime.
I'm Detective Bernie Jacob. I, in conjunction with my partner, Detective Jim McHugh, are the crime prevention coordinators for the New York City Transit Police Department.
We are determined to knock out
Johnny Mathis.
Both of us giggled awkwardly.
Watch out, he's got a knife!
What the fuck? Oh, look out!
He's got a mouthful of cookies.
Your mouth gets special attention.
Yeah, let me have a look at those ears.
I just gotta see what all the fuss was about.
Suddenly, there was the white rabbit popping right into the middle of things.
Let's all have a glass of
chemical hair removers,
suggested the little rabbit.
Hell no! Hell no! Get the Flobee!
He shouted to the rabbit.
I'll get you and your little dog too!
The cat said.
He looked at Uncle Wiggily and said,
a lot of these girls didn't want to be nuns to begin with.
The young satanic leader said,
I'd like to rip off your head and fart in your neck.
And Jesus opened up his arms and he said,
Would you
have sexual intercourse and exchange body fluids
with a goat?
I'll do it, said Mrs. Beaver.
Bye, said Monkey Doodle.
I don't know no fucking jokes. Don't give a fuck about a joke. Fuck a joke, all that shit,
said Hedgehog.
I'm not sure that we're talking the same language,
said the Frisky Puppy with a sigh.
What about this?
What is that?
A horse, said Jane.
And I'm gonna call the police,
said the horse.
Don't do that.
Okay, we're not called the police if you fuck us,
said the wise squirrel.
Isaiah said,
I'm gonna fuck your ass like in a car crash.
Are you ready, little pig? He said.
Nope, said Piglet.
The monkey said,
I hate how you fuck me.
Alan Greenspan once said,
here's a performer from whom you always like to hear.
Hey, who are you, little guy?
I'm a brigadier general in the United States Army with an important appointment to see the Secretary General.
Big deal.
The big deal is that the Bible says it's wrong.
The Bible says that
you can take this from me and then get out of here.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night.